everybody.
Good morning.
I had the TV on. I was getting dressed this morning, watching all the aftermath of all the rioting and so forth in all the many cities in America. And you know what? I think you get real discouraged real quick if you look at that. And I got to think of the last two or three years of political turmoil, big time political division in America. Then this virus comes upon the world and America real strong. Now we have this. So I thought to myself, I said, when the thought came to me, I thought, are you out of your mind? And that thought was, do you see a setup here? A setup for the Lord.
Amen.
To you know, like, take this mess.
Yes.
Take this thing in America, and because we've seen prophecies and heard words of awakening and a revival in the land, and you know what? I think the enemy knows that, and he is just throwing everything he can at America, at the United States.
Right.
And I think he sits, the Lord God sits up there and laughs.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have his way.
Thank you, Lord.
I know it looks dark now, but I believe he's going to have his way. So, there's a lot of recovery coming to America, and I believe it will happen, not only politically, but racially, and in the spirit of America. People, you know, this horrific mess in America, and it's just a lack of the Lord involved in everybody's life. And I know we all have free will, but the situation is ripe for a massive move of the Lord God in this United States.
Amen.
But there is a couple of scriptures here I want to read, if I may. And I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that other than the death and resurrection of Jesus, the day we're celebrating right now is kind of like next in line of the most important, one of the most important days.
That's right.
There is.
That's right.
In the spiritual world, you might say, the Christian world. And for mankind, I heard it this week. See if I can get that right. It just hit me up. The Lord, the Father sent Jesus for the world.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But he sent the Holy Spirit for the church.
Yes.
And the church is to partner.
That's right.
Let him empower us, empower the church to do his work. So I'm going to read a couple scriptures here. And if I may, if I can remember which ones I wanted to read here. But there was so many promises. The Lord himself spoke about the gift of the Father. And that's the Holy Spirit. Jesus knew he was going to leave this earth. And he was trying to let people know he ain't leaving them alone.
No.
God, the Holy Spirit, is going to be given to us by the Father. By the Father. It's a gift to us. And I have said this before, that other than the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, the promise of the Holy Spirit is one of the two things that are mentioned specifically in every gospel. And I've given those scriptures. And but because of the Holy Spirit, the power, the fire, the power. power that he gives us. You know, the Pentecost was not just 50 days after the ascension of our Lord, or after the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, 50 days from that, hence Pentecost. But Pentecost was also in the Old Testament given of the law to Moses for the people. 50 days anyway. But this, we're no longer under the law. We got the Holy Spirit with us now. We've got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We got power and authority over the enemy through the blood of Jesus and by the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And it was like common, you know. The Lord, I don't know why Christianity today reads some of this word here and just goes so far and then stops. And I'll read you Mark. What's that, 17? No, 16. Mark 16. I'll start with 15. And he said to them, now these are in red letters, which means what?
Jesus said it.
Jesus, Son of the Living God. This is after his resurrection. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. It's a serious thing not to believe in Jesus. It's a serious thing not to follow him. And these signs will follow those who believe. That's just the Lord Jesus saying this. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. You know, like Catholic Christianity, they don't mention that. How can, if the Lord Jesus walked into all the churches in the world, say, how come these words here you don't believe? They're my words. Well, he thought it was just for the apostles. Yeah, why would you believe that? Why would anybody believe that? How can we preach the gospel unless we have power, authority, and confidence? You know, and that's what the Holy Spirit gives us. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Ooh. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. It's like common knowledge to the Lord Jesus. Why isn't it to us? You know, why isn't it? This is Jesus speaking. It's not one of the apostles or one of the Pharisees, or is this the Lord Jesus speaking? I have no idea why people would not believe the Lord Jesus and taking at his word. So, but these things are only done when you receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power from on high. That's what, and she will preach on that, right, Rhea?
Yeah.
And I say to you, do you lay hands on people and pray for their health and healing? It says here, they will recover. I mean, even say you got to pray for a week. Pour a entire bottle of oil on them. Pray. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
That's pretty simple, pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yes.
I guess one the sickly can say, I don't believe that word of you, Lord. This pain here tells me your word is not true, Lord. I don't want to stand in front of him and say that to him to his face. I wouldn't want to do that. Because I know his word is true and it is life.
Amen.
And power.
Amen. So, amen.
Let's kind of change our way of thinking here. If we need to. And call something He can call us healed, even if it doesn't feel like it, even if it doesn't look like it. Jesus said it, it is.
Amen.
So, we have to go against the worldly outlook, step into a little higher level of faith. I believe you, Jesus. I believe you, Holy Spirit. I believe in your power, Holy Spirit. You gave, when you baptized us, he has given us 9 gifts. 9 awesome supernatural gifts. And healing is just one. There's 8 others that are, you get all of them going in your life, and you're a tornado for the Lord. So look out. It says seek gifts, seek these. Don't be afraid, you know, in your own private time if you have to. Father, these are a gift. It's a gift to us. Jesus said these are a gift of the Father, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So, anyway, I just encourage you. This is the day that we celebrate the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you. Jesus is one person. He is the King of Kings, but he left. He's at the right hand of the Father. We have God, the Holy Spirit, that is all around the earth, around us, in us. Jesus could not do that. We always, Vicki?
I just wanted to say we had that happen this morning with Karen healing.
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt.
I mean, that's a testimony.
I'm sorry, Lord, for not giving you credit. I'm sorry.
It's a testimony.
I mean, Karen drank some punch out there. It's got pineapple in it. Boy, immediately she booed. And I heard her say, I need prayer. Vicki was there, Marie. And I was in the storage room. And I looked out and I could see she was really struggling.
Turning red.
Vicki. And Marie broke out in tongues, praying. I went out there to get behind her, and boy, I was praying too in the spirit. And boom, she collapsed right down on that hard old floor. And thank you, Lord, for helping me hold her up. But I know what? Even if I wasn't there, nothing would have happened to her.
Amen.
But you know what? It cleared.
Amen.
It cleared.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, people die from these reactions, allergic reactions, but it ain't going to happen here.
Amen.
And that was a work of the Holy Spirit right there.
Hallelujah.
Delivering here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. End of story. Not sure how I was going to pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. There is a minister, Father, that has a whole series on the God we never knew. And it is so sad. It is your spirit, Heavenly Father. God, the Holy Spirit, is with us every day, working through us, working for us, working around us, protecting us. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with us every second of the day. Father, I pray that the people watching, people here in the sanctuary, develop a greater relationship with you, Holy Spirit. Call on you. Seek his face. In the name of Jesus. It is he who brings people to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your power gifts. Thank you for your love and your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your precious and holy gift of your Spirit. Today we celebrate it, and Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Have your way in this sanctuary. Inundate every one of us. Do as you will in this service, I say, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise. Give your Bibles this morning. Please turn to Psalm 63.
Psalms 63. O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you, and my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because of your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name, and my soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with all of with my joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I will meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go to the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God, and everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped.
Well, I can truthfully say the Holy Spirit is a-moving this morning. Moving, moving, moving. Hallelujah. 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 That's what he does. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to really tune into the Holy Spirit, and I know that there are people here in this sanctuary who are sick, and I just want you to know that if you just breathe in the Holy Spirit, that he is going to heal you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I wanted to invite you to the upper room, and I really believe that today I come expecting, and I want you to expect. I want you to expect a healing in your life. I want you to expect your family to come to the Lord. I want you to expect friends to come. And for Joe and I, you know, we stand for a couple little kids healing in Jesus' name, and one of them is our grandbaby, and we're standing. We want a miracle. We want to see the manifestations of it. And I don't know how about you guys, but we need to get stirred up, fired up, and start really pulling down all that God has for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, as I prepared this, most of you know I prepared ahead of time, and the Holy Spirit kind of really placed this on my heart on Friday. I just, like I said, I heard music in the house. It excited me. I thought, where's this coming from? And I'm telling you, sometimes we sat here and praise and sound like we're a big band, and there's three of us up here. And so it's all the Holy Spirit, and he should get all the glory for it. And I guess I get really excited because as I was kind of laying down, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to explain to people about Pentecost, because there are people that really don't get it. And Pentecost commemorates the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yes. That's what it is. That's what it's about today. And it's not for the world. It's for the church. Hallelujah, Chris. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I heard so many different things from different ministers, and I really want to share it with you this morning by the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, here in this church, we celebrate birthdays. We get excited over birthdays. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit said, it's the birthday of the church.
Woo-hoo!
Hallelujah. It's the birthday of the church. Acts 2, 1 through 13. The Holy Spirit descending on a group of followers of Jesus upon receiving the Holy Spirit began to speak in tongues. Now, I heard you praying in tongues in here a few minutes ago, and I was out there praying for someone in tongues, and I'm just telling you right now that the Holy Spirit is healing and delivering this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we need to give him that glory, and we need to get filled up with them. And the one thing that I put down here is that they were all, Listen to me. They were all in one accord. And so when I walked out there, when Chris came, I thought, Lord, you know, we got this podcast going on, this Facebook stuff going on. How am I going to walk out? He goes, walk out. And they will continue on. And so when you're all in one accord and you're praying in the Holy Ghost, things happen. Hallelujah. And that's what he's looking for. And we just experienced it whether you understand it all or not.
Again.
Second time this morning. They were all in one place and a sound from heaven, a rushing, mighty wind filled the house where they were. Now, I have felt the Holy Spirit very strong, like I said, since Friday. Powerful. Powerful that a couple times, even worshiping him up front, I almost fell over. If you walk up here, I'm going to tell you you're coming down. Because the Holy Spirit wants to fill. You might not get it all. I don't always understand it all. But his power, you know what's inside of you. You can't help but receive what the Holy Spirit has for you today. And the Word of God says, and they are appeared cloven tongues of fire, and the Spirit sat upon, not one, each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, gave utterance. Acts 2:14. Many Jewish pilgrims were in Jerusalem at that time. And they wanted to celebrate Shavuot. And those who heard the message in their own language is what they heard as the Holy Spirit came in that upper room, and they were amazed. They were amazed because they could hear it. I don't know about you. I have a really good friend that, you know, I really listen to, and her mission, her call is in Germany. But she is planted right now in Traverse City, and she told me that when she went over there, there's an interpreter. But when the Holy Spirit fills that room, there doesn't need anybody to interpret. Everybody gets what God is trying to say. And that's what's happening. The Holy Spirit is reaching out all over. Those who heard the message in their own language were in awe. And the apostles went out among the people and spread the message of Jesus with the Holy Spirit. That did not happen until the upper room experience. Now, if I had my way, I'd have upper room and on the offices assigned. I'd have upper room as on our door out here. Because what I'm saying is when you go into the upper room, that means that you're coming into his presence. You're coming expecting something to happen. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm expecting. And I've seen it twice today. I heard Ben Markham, which doesn't mean anything to some of you, but Ben Markham is a young man, I don't know, he's probably in his 30s, and he worked with the youth at our church, and there were a few times that I got to be on his prayer team, and we prayed, and we filled an auditorium with youth, and the Holy Spirit moved in there. Well, he has now left Faith Tabernacle, and he is working with Discovery Church, and so you can just plug in Discovery Church and see what he's doing. Well, anyways, his father and mother own the Revival Center in Cadillac, and to my amazement, I'm amazed how God links us together. And so anyways, the Holy Spirit drew me to his message. And I really wanted to take bits and pieces of it. So Ben, I hope that doesn't offend you. But there were some really important things I felt I wanted to share. He said that Jesus appeared to and invited 500 people to wait, W-A-I-T, for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. If you want to read it in more detail, because I know we don't always have the time here, it is 1 Corinthians 15, 5 through 7. That's 1 Corinthians 15, 5 through 7. And also Acts 1, verse 4. But do you know out of the 500 that Jesus himself invited, only 120 made it to the upper room to receive what Jesus had promised? And so, as I was listening to this, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. Stop worrying about numbers. Stop worrying about how big or how small your church is. Speak the word and allow the Holy Spirit to draw. Jesus himself invited 500, and only the 120 made it to the upper room. Even here today, we have our core group that is here, but we also have a few other ones that are here today, as well as the Facebook people, and I want you to know that the 120 that made it to the upper room, according to Ben, he said that it's only 24%. So, 380 people, 76% did not inherit the promises that God had for them. Because they weren't ready. They didn't wait on him. So you people that are here today or that are listening, I want you to know that there are promises that the Holy Spirit has for you, and you're not here by chance. Even as much as maybe you didn't feel good, and you know, we had two attacks come, but Holy Spirit took care of it, didn't he? I really want you to hear that when you're in the right place, the right time, things happen.
Amen. Amen.
And the other thing that Ben said, he said, most of us don't know how to wait. And yeah, my spirit, very good, because I'm very compulsive. And when I hear something, I want to do something, and most of the time I have to sit, now, pray with the Lord, how do you want me to do it, and how do I go forward? It's in the waiting. And the one thing that hit me also hard that he said, that if Jesus Christ called a prayer meeting today, only a fourth of the people would show up for the prayer meeting. I think of churches that are huge, and no one shows up for prayer. And I want you to know from the Holy Spirit that the only thing that changes things is prayer. Amen. That means you get out of yourself. That means you shut everything down. You get in his presence and you say, Holy Spirit, now what? And so for some of us, we have to do the waiting. We have to listen to him. We have to be tuned in. It takes great patience to proceed with tremendous acts of power. I'm going to read that again. This was by Tony Evans. It takes great patience to proceed with tremendous things that the Holy Spirit wants you to do. You have to have the power. The power, the Holy Spirit. One of the things that I heard Ben Markham say, and I give him all the credit for this, but I know that I said it myself, if you're used to going to a church and you've got a one-hour service, you sing a few songs out of the hymn books, the pastor says a few things, you say a little prayer, and you're out the door, you have not allowed the Holy Spirit to come into the service. Because the Holy Spirit changes everything and should have permission to change everything. So 1 hour service doesn't allow the Holy Spirit to move. It's like telling the Holy Spirit, well, hey, you know, I'll give you an hour of my day. I'm busy. I got to get going. What? The Holy Spirit wants to dwell in us. He wants to dwell in the church. He wants to dwell here on the earth. And I want to encourage you with this morning, that we have to wait on the Holy Spirit. Allow your praise, your worship, to invite him in. And that was my whole purpose of having the song that was just nothing but a soaking song to draw you in to the Spirit of God. See, we can get so busy with this and that and what we got to do and, oh, I forgot that and all that kind of stuff. And it's human. I'm telling you, I've done it 100 times myself. But I really believe in this time, the Holy Spirit is saying, wait. Wait on me. Spend time with me. Let me dwell with you. I'm in control, not you. And that's powerful. So I want you to know, it's not just in this service. It's supposed to be in your home. It's supposed to be in your job. For the kids, it's at school. It's wherever. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to be a part of you. So as I was preparing this, it really jumped out to me. And I said, Lord, if you really want me to say this, I will. And I guess he did. I also heard, Joe and I heard, Pastor Tim Sheets. And I thought, well, you know that guy. You know, he was on, I don't know if it was YouTube, Facebook, whatever we were doing. I said, you don't really know that guy. Well, it was Dutch Sheets' brother. And Dutch Sheets goes all over, just like Chuck Pierce, just like other generals in the army, praying for all the nations. So I was tuned in, all of a sudden, Tim Sheets was on. And he said, this is the time of a new Pentecost. Amen. A new one. We need a liberation in the Spirit. We need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Most of us need a breakthrough. And what do I mean by that? It's just, I don't know about you, but aren't you tired of the same old, same old? Don't you want God to take you and move you ahead and keep on moving you, and yet the enemy still kind of attacks? I was talking to Karen here in the service today, who was up here in praise and worship. I mean, what the heck? They even had flooding going on in her apartment yesterday. I mean, one attack after another, one attack after another. Come on. It's like, but God gave the breakthrough. The Holy Spirit touched her. The Holy Spirit gave her strength. I'm telling you right now, and I've said it from day one, you have to keep your eyes on the Holy Spirit. You have to keep your eyes on the Lord. You're not going to make it. For the church, he gives us that Holy Spirit that guides and directs us what is right and what is wrong. And one of the things that Tim Sheets saw was waves and waves and waves coming of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And what that means is healings, miracles, signs, wonders, over and over and over again. I think it's exciting. You should be excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah.
He said we need a surge of heaven touching this earth. He also took a time and he talked about angel armies, which I love to talk about. We're not to worship angels, but I'm going to tell you right now, when the Lord gave me that vision, I know it was from the Spirit of God, that every chair in this church was filled by angels. I got excited. Because one angel alone can destroy whatever his job is to do from heaven. If he's told to heal, he heals. Is he supposed to bring a message? He brings a message. So think of a heavenly host, what can happen in a place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every time I get in the car, I say, oh, Lord, protect me. I've had things happen. I've come out of tornadoes. I had the rear end of my car literally lifted up from a tornado, and I'll say, whoa, and he'll just take me right through it. I'm telling you right now, the power of the Holy Spirit is for every person that is born again. And what I mean by that is that you've accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, and you're trying no more. You repent of your sin, and you're going forth a new person. And He does that. He gives the second chances, third chances. So what Tim Sheets saw was angels being dispensed or coming from heaven to earth. I don't know about you, that excites me.
Yes.
I'm excited about it. And he also talked about three Pentecosts. He said the Feast of Remembrance was the first Pentecost. It was the first Passover. And 50 days after the Passover was Pentecost. And y'all mentioned it a little bit here this morning. And Moses climbed the mountain and he was given the Ten Commandments. And that was the law. And the Lord set the people free from being in bondage by Pharaoh, cloud by night, fire during the day. Oh, the opposite. I didn't say that right. Cloud during the day, fire from the sun, fire from night, because I love the fire. Because you see, what I love about the Holy Ghost fire is it cleanses me. It cleanses you. It changes us. So that was the Feast of Remembrance, first Pentecost. The second one was Acts 2, what I spoke the most about today, was that the Holy Spirit poured out on 120 in the upper room, and it brought change, and it brought hope, and it swept all over Israel. There were supernatural things that took place. And even brought in the fivefold ministry. If you don't know about the fivefold ministry, make an appointment. I'd love to talk to you about it. Right now we have apostles going forth. And we also have people who are hearing from the Lord. And they're kind of like mingling right now together. Prophets and prophetesses and apostles. And I believe that. And I know that's my calling. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that he is bringing the fivefold ministry back. And actually the world was turned upside down because of it. And what was that all about? It was his presence. It was his power. It was signs. It was wonders. And it was miracles. And I thought, hallelujah. And then Tim Sheet said, but there's the third Pentecost, and that's not the new Pentecost. And I tuned my ears into that. Because I know right now signs are happening. Miracles are happening. He says we are going to have the greatest move we've ever had. Acts 2. And he wants to bring a revelation. Now that might not mean nothing to you. But it's one of the gifts he gives. So sometimes, if I can use this as an example, and I give this humbly. Like if I'm before a group of people and the Lord's given me a message, and all of a sudden I look out, the Holy Spirit might tell me something about someone that's in that place. Do you understand that? That's revelation gifts. That's the prophetic gifts. Hardly do I ever remember the faces. Do I remember what that person looked like? And most of the time I don't even remember the message that the Lord gave me because it wasn't for me anyways. I was just the vessel. That's revelation. He's giving more revelation. I don't know about you. It's like I'm bombarded. My notebooks are full. And I'm just saying, when am I supposed to say this? When am I supposed to move in this? Are you just preparing me? How do I prepare your people? How do I go out there? I mean, that's how much I'm on fire. And he also showed me young people and old people working together because the young people have the strength.
That's right.
And I really understood that. Was it Saturday we were here, Joe? Saturday we were here because I was trying to plant flowers in the front of the church. Joe was planting some vegetables in the back.
Friday.
Friday, thank you. And Chris Jr. just came alongside and just lifted up the pail of water like it was nothing. Need this pail of water, Pastor? I was like, where? Well, what about this? You want that? Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know, you know. And he just could do all these things that I could pretend that I could do. I just couldn't do them. And it was just like truthfully nothing for him. I mean, I'm serious. And the Holy Spirit has shown me this so much. I'm telling you, whether you understand it or not, kids are getting on fire for the Lord because they want to see the real stuff, not this fake junk that's out here. They want to know the Word of God. They want to be stirred up. They want the Holy Spirit to touch them, heal them, and they go out and touch their friends and get on their media, and it's out there before you and I even get out these doors. Come on. He gives us plans. He gives us strategies. He gives us the harvest if we really want it. He gives us blessings. He gives us the power. And this is what he told me, that he wants the church to go on a higher level. I thought, well, I'm so high now. I guess maybe you're supposed to say that. But kids always tell me, don't say stuff. But I'm just telling you, I'm just so on fire that I just want to give it out there, and I don't get it when nobody else is getting it.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Another thing I heard Tim Sheets say is that his glory is falling to manifest his presence. I don't know about you guys. Karen and I went to the beach. Well, kind of the beach. We were just watching all these people work, and we were sitting in the car. And we saw this glory cloud come in. It was like a fog. And it just filled the car. It filled where we were at.
It came right at us.
It came like, just hit us. And I said, oh my gosh, Karen, this is the glory of God. And we were just talking. And for some of you, you don't even know what I'm talking about because you've never experienced it. I've been in services that when everybody is in one accord, that there comes a fog into the church that will knock you out. And it is the Holy Spirit. I'll never forget that. Then Karen told me that her and Judy and Laura, I guess they were like by Lake Michigan, and the glory cloud came to them. They got to see it. It came at them, and it went drifted away. Because he's just reminding us what his glory is about. It's his presence. It is getting out of you and saying, Lord, what are you trying to say to me? And you become so complete, so healed, so full of him, you don't have time for this gossip. It's just, you're just so full of him. I don't want you, that excites me. That's awesome. One of the things that I'm so excited about is that he wants that glory to fall. And you know what? It's like, whoa, I'm not going to go pick up a flag because, you know, hey, I don't want to get out of my comfort zone. And come on, that's not condemnation. You should be so full of him that you can't even move, that you want to dance, that you want to get excited, that you want to touch everybody. You know, when I taught school for 33 years, my classroom was full of kids. You know why? Because I loved on them even when they were stinkers. They just came into the room and sat because they knew that they were safe. They could come into my classroom and they knew I would pray for them. And this was in the public school. God makes room for your gifts. I just had a message, I was sharing it with Joe, maybe three of them now, from one of the student teachers I had in 2004. Was so excited that I was still serving the Lord, excited about the Lord, that I was alive. And I was just so excited. And she didn't even go into teaching, and she's one of the best student teachers I ever had. She became a nurse. And if Chelsea's listened to this, which I know she does, She's a sweetheart. But I told her she could make all the changes to this ugly world because I know she trusts in God. So can everybody in here. And I want you to know, he says, angel armies all around you. And the one thing that the Lord pressed in my heart to say to you, because I know it's been maybe long for you today, is you're an overcomer.
That's right.
You're an overcomer. You don't have to let sickness and darkness and everything enter inside of you. And I'm saying this with all love. One of the things that I learned was, my left leg hurts me so much that sometimes I can't walk. And this is what I say. I don't think so, Satan. You're not doing that to me today. Or someone calls, or something happens. I don't think so. You ain't having that person. I mean, you have to know the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you and take that stand. And I have to do that. I have to make it real. I'm trying to make this real today. The Holy Spirit is some flying around, some dove, and all this garbage. I mean, that's the representation we have. But I'm just telling you, that's a symbol. The Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Spirit is what raised Jesus from the dead. So if it says that we have the Holy Spirit in us, well, I don't know about you, but I got to give it away because I'm going to explode inside. We're all supposed to feel that way. We're supposed to know who we are in Him. And the one thing I really felt that this Tim Sheets, when I was listening to him, he got me fired up. He fired me back up again. I want to fire you up. We need a new move. We need new strategies. We need some money to be able to do what the Lord wants us to do. We need a breakout. We need an awakening. We need a revival. And this is the new Pentecost, the era of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he again said to me, get your hope up. Start decreeing it. Start plowing the floodgates. Be warriors. Arise. And overwhelm the enemy by the Holy Spirit. Activate your power. Arise with fire. Now, I can't remember what it was. I'm so sorry, but when I went down to the church in Ann Arbor, and they called pastors up front, I went. And Pastor Arnott, him and his wife, have a pretty good-sized church in Canada.
Yeah.
And big. And when I was up front, he looked at me and he says, I'm giving you the fire of the Holy Spirit. I'm activating that inside of you. New fire, new anointing, new outpouring. And all he did was go like this, and I was done. And what I'm trying to say to you is, I send the Holy Spirit fire upon you. It is your choice whether you want it or not. You have a free will, as my husband tells me all the time. You have free will. But I'm telling you right now that he wants you to activate that power. And you know what he said to me? Now, come on, I'm getting all this downloaded from these different people and stuff and trying to put it together, and it's 1:45 in the morning. And the Holy Spirit said that if I obeyed him and gave this to you today, he'd put me to sleep. You see, when you can't sleep at night, this is for someone, whether you're sick, uncomfortable, whatever, you say, spirit of insomnia, get out of my room. That's a spirit. Has to leave. That's what the word says. I learned that a long time ago, and you can ask Joe, I can sleep anywhere, anytime. He says, how can you sleep like that?
When I'm talking to her.
I just go to sleep. And the Holy Spirit knows how much sleep I need. Each one of us are different. I'm not trying to be off the wall, I'm trying to be true to you. I'm trying to be upfront with you this morning, speak the truth. Sometimes before I come into this church, I've poured myself before the Holy Spirit and said, boy, if you ain't there, I ain't going up there. Because without the Holy Ghost's power inside of, this is useless. It's going one of your ears and right off the other ones, the kids would say. Just like half of our kids did when we were trying to teach them. So what I heard was that to come, Holy Spirit, and give us new strength. Allow us to join the angel armies. Woo! Come on! Don't you want to join the armies? I do. I'm excited. Of course, they probably don't need us anyways. But I'm just trying to tell you that I like to join with them. I like to be a part of that army. And this is how the Lord showed it to me. He says that when we join the angels' army, and the angels are activated, and the Holy Spirit is a part of you, you can activate all people in all situations.
Amen.
That's pretty powerful. And this is what I want you to hear. It's all by faith. It's all by faith. Faith and trusting. Faith and trusting. I want you to hear this from the Holy Spirit, that is faith in His great name. Now, one of the things, I look back, and the Holy Spirit showed me that I actually talked about getting fired up to this crowd. And He said, the power of the Holy Spirit, He said, the church was gathered, and they were waiting for the promise. Are you waiting for the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Are you waiting to see what He can do in your life? The Holy Spirit also showed me that business meetings went on. Hey, we've got our group of 10 trying to do what the governor asked us to do. There's always a little person that comes in, another person that comes in. And I'm telling you, He wants to activate us. He wants us to be part of that mighty army. But sometimes we don't know how to pray. And when we don't know how to pray, we don't know what to say. Someone comes up, a situation comes up. You need to know how to have your heavenly language. You need to ask the Lord to give you that heavenly language to speak in tongues. And I really believe with all my heart that there are people that are here that do not have that gift. It's a gift. It has nothing to do with salvation. It has nothing to do with whether you're going to heaven. It's just a free gift from the Lord. So when I stand before someone and something goes on with them, I don't have to pray, Lord, heal them. All I have to do is say, and the Holy Spirit just takes over. And the devil can't understand your tongues because you're talking to God. So I don't know about you, but sometimes we don't know what to do. Sometimes we don't know how to pray. Sometimes we don't know how to know how to pray for a particular person, and the Holy Spirit allows us to be filled with the Spirit and in tongues. So as my Joe said, maybe you want that today. Maybe you need a refreshing of it today. I'm just telling you, it will become a part of you so much that no matter where you go, it will just happen. The first time I received speaking in tongues, I was only 7 years old. And my grandfather was a Baptist preacher. Now, number one, in the Baptist church, women can't preach, number one. Number two, dear gosh, don't ever speak in tongues. Because the Holy Spirit is just within you and He don't need to come up. That's the truth. And I'm telling you right now, that I was so bound by that for years that I love to teach people, so that's why I went into teaching. I could add a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I could set up Bible groups in the public schools that only has to be student level. No problem with that. The classroom was packed. Had 36 students every hour. So I had a few more and a few more and a few more. Whew. Yeah, I'd rather work with kids anyways than happy adults in here. You know why? Because kids, they don't ask questions. If they trust you, and they know that you're talking about the Holy Spirit, they just go and do it. I'm serious. I am so shocked that we are packed with kids in this place. I'm really shocked. Because kids know that I'm real, and if I don't like what they're doing, I'm going to tell them. I don't like it. Where'd you get that crap? Who told you that? That's a joke. That's just someone talking to you. The Bible has all the answers. Amen. You can't find an answer in the Bible, forget it. It's just man's opinion. Everything is in the Bible. And so right now, I feel deep down inside that when we do the altar call, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit if you need to have that gift. Should you come up if you pray for it to receive that gift? I want you to know if there's things in your body that is hurting, get rid of it. Let the Lord have it. I really want you to know that, do you know, truthfully, I'm not being off the wall, but you know, if you had an altar call and you were talking to kids and stuff like that, they knew the Lord was real, they'd take this podium right out of here. They'd just take me over to the side. You know, kids don't have problems with that. We do. But what's someone going to think? What's going to happen if it don't come across right on Facebook? Hang it up. I'm telling you right now, he's the answer. You want to know the real thing, he's the real thing. So this is what I heard for prayer today. I heard, Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I ask you for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit in my life. Is that for anybody here today? You want a fresh outpouring? Do you?
I'll take more.
I'll take more. I'll take more. You know, the anointings that the Lord gives are new every day. And you have to ask for them. Because the things that he anointed is for, you know, like in the past. Can I say it that way? Hey, whoa, it ain't going to happen here in the future. We got to have that new anointing all the time. And I don't know about you, that means that you need fresh oil put on you. Now, you know, if we didn't have this anointing oil up here, which is a representation of the Holy Spirit, and you know, and if it didn't get changed, it stinks. You ever notice how oil gets rancid? It stinks. But what the Holy Spirit said to me is the oil that some of you have, you need new oil. You need a fresh touch. You need to be healed. The other thing that he said is, Lord, we need to cry out for the baptism, for wisdom, anointing, and prosperity here on this Pentecostal day. And guidance. How about you guys? I have to ask for guidance because I'm an idiot. I know things that I do are so stupid. But you know what? I am so thankful that the Lord goes, and I don't think so, Marie, you shouldn't have done it that way. And I'm thankful for that. I mean, do you know what I mean? There's just certain things that he guides me that he might not guide some of you about, but he does me. And I really believe that he wants to give all of you doors of opportunity and blessing. You don't have a job right now. Everything's falling apart. You're under attack. I'd be asking the Lord, what's going on here? You know, for some people, he might just have you surrendering you. He might just be talking to you this morning saying, hey, you guys, how about just giving me your life? Hey, how about you not making a decision where you're to go or what you're to do? Or, hey, I'm going to flee to another state. And oh, my gosh. You understand what the Holy Spirit's trying to do this morning?
Surrender.
Surrender you. It's not about your self-confidence. This is what I can do. These are the years of education that I have. This is the job that I have. It's saying, oh my gosh, I have all these things because of Jesus. Because of Him. The other thing that I put down here from the Holy Spirit is not only that you thank Him for this new Pentecost time, but He said here, for how about a new thirst for Him?
Yes.
I don't know about you this morning, but I love the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
I love getting in His presence. I love that. My desire to know Him more. Most, I don't even fit in this world. I know that about myself. And I'm thankful, and I say this with all honesty, I'm thankful the Holy Spirit is a part of our life because we see the fruit in it. We see what the Lord is doing in our children. We see what the Lord is just doing, period. And it has nothing to do with us. It's all about Him and surrendering who we are. So I say that with all honesty and to everybody that even if that podcast is still going or Facebook is still on, I just want to encourage you to call upon the name of Jesus and allow Him to fill you up.